Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts might be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm not a dad, but I've observed a lot of dads, including my own, including my brothers. And I found one thing about dads. When you hold that baby in your arms, your mortality smacks you in the head. Because you know that you have somebody else to take care of. You have somebody else to nurture, and you want to be not only around to take care of that child, but you're concerned about their future. And this happened to my brother, Steve, when he first had his children. He was only in his 20s. He was a very young dad, and I'm 5 years younger than him. So I was just barely out of my teens when he had his two girls. And one day, he and his wife came to me and said, "Dawn, if anything happens to us, you've got our girls. We put it in our wills." Now, I was both flattered and terrified, and kind of horrified, and I told them I would be praying every day for their good health. So if you want to live long, you want somebody praying for them, tell them that you're going to put them in your will to take care of your kids. It's not that I did not adore my nieces, but even at that young age, I knew that parenting was not for the faint-hearted, and that it would take so much to take care of a child, and not only that, two children, that I decided it'd be easier for me to pray. And fortunately, they're still with us today and taking care of their own kids and grandkids. Parenting is a daunting task, and we want to do it right. And whether you know it or not, you leave a legacy for your children. Whether that quality of legacy is good or bad really depends on you. There's a legacy we give, and every day that we're living, we are instilling a legacy. And the type, the quality of legacy is so vitally important. And we think of a legacy as when we shuffle off this mortal coil, something will be left along with the kids. So we put something in our wills about them, and we try to provide for them. But a legacy is beyond that. The legacy you give to your children is what you're living every single day. That's really scary. There's a legacy. And I want to talk about the legacy that Jesus gave to his disciples and gives to us each and every day. He says this about the legacy. And this is not only a divine principle, it is a human principle. All that the Father has is mine. And you know, as parents, everything of yours is your children. You might own stuff now, but eventually everything of yours, for good or ill, will be your children's. And Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine, and he gives it to us through the Holy Spirit. And what does he give? Well, the first thing he gives, the fact that the transcendent God, that we would have no way of reaching and no way of understanding. The Bible says that the stamp of God was in the Son. And so when we look at the life of Jesus, when we hear about his miracles, when we look at his all the things he did and how he gathered the children in his arms, that's the life of God. And so we understand God, and he's brought God close to us. That's the legacy. And the other legacy that he's given said, we have peace with God. In a life that is so filled with turmoil, Jesus gives us peace. And peace is not just the squishy feeling that all is well, but it's security. It's knowing that we have a foundation that is sure. You think of a little one. When they're given to a stranger, and they go through that stage where the minute they're given to somebody else, they shriek. And it's a blood-curdling shriek. It goes right into your bones. And so mom or dad come along and gather that infant, and all of a sudden there's calm and peace. This is the kind of peace that God gives us, the security of knowing that our life is wrapped up in the Beloved. And he says that even the things that cause bitterness in this life, even the things that are grossly unfair, even the things that hurt us, if we know Jesus, and if we know the love of God and the legacy that he has given to us, he said, even in suffering, it will be turned around to produce endurance and character and hope. And he said, hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts. We have a legacy. When we draw close to Christ, we have a legacy. And it's a legacy that continues year after year as we draw closer to Jesus. We have a legacy of faith and hope and love. No matter what happens, no matter if suffering comes, we don't embrace suffering. We don't say, yippee, I'm so happy I'm suffering. But we know that when we suffer, God's grace and love will help us to endure. Everything of the Father's is Jesus, and everything of Jesus is ours. That is our legacy. And that's the legacy we want to pass on to the generations. All that the Father has is ours. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we do not have to engage in this life alone. We don't have to raise our children in a vacuum. We don't have to be fearful of the life around us. But when our life is wrapped up in you, we can be secure, and we can teach our children that wherever they go, God's love follows them. We ask that you would bless all the dads here today. We ask that you would grant to them your grace, your peace, your sustaining mercy as they live in your light. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.